It's a mixtape, make no mistake. Here comes a show, ready to go.
Musical hound, breaking the bound. Canadian sound, the brightest sound.
Straight to your ear, straight to your heart. Shockingly new, we need a crash cart.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rocking and reeling, your host Brian.
The mixtape.
Mixtape.
Welcome to another episode of the mixtape from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, CFMH, on the beautiful UMB St. John campus in the Thomas J. Conan Student Center. And even though it is, well, it's the end of February now, it's almost March, and by the time the second half of this special airs, it will be March, but we did it. We're going to bring you our favorite albums of the year 2016. My name is Brian Cleveland, and I'm joined on our yearly special by longtime co-host Tom O'Connell.
Hey, Brian.
And we did it. We finally made it happen. We
finally worked our schedules out.
Yeah, and yeah, it's going to be a pretty fun show. Bring you basically our top 10 favorite albums of the year that was 2016. It was this is definitely the latest that we've ever done the show, but it's been kind of, I don't know, it's been interesting. It gave us a lot more time to check out all the new music and check out all the other lists that people made to, you know, it's kind of nice, I guess, to let a couple of months roll into the year and you kind of have an opportunity to check out things that maybe you wouldn't have heard otherwise. So I don't know. Personally, it worked out well.
It worked out well for me too, because I find when we normally, we do this like in December, early January, one factor I think that makes a good album is how well it ages.
Mm-hmm.
Not in, like, it's been 8 or 9 weeks since we intended to do this, so it's like hasn't aged that much. But it's interesting to see like how well an album does or a piece of art does in its year and then like how it does later. So I think that's an interesting way to go about it too. Even though we're only, it's only the end of February of the next year, but still. I did switch my list around based on what I continued to listen to.
Yeah, my list didn't change all that much probably since I originally completed it around December or so. But I'm sure it will perhaps even adjust as the year goes on. Again, we've been doing this usually every year for the last at least, I don't know, it's been a,
at least 10.
Yeah, probably.
10 or 11.
And it's taken lots of different forms. It's often been top 10 previously. Sometimes it's been top 15. Other years we've done different specials where it was like the best Canadian, the best maritime, the best overall. But it's just kind of our chance to, at the very least, this is a, at least for me, also an opportunity to at least convince you to do this radio show at least once a year and force ourselves to get in the studio and keep this thing rolling.
And really, I don't need that much convincing to do a radio show. It's just like when I'm able to.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we're going to bring you our top 10 over 2 hours, over 2 weeks, in two separate specials, and we have so much to get to, so I'll probably just jump right into it and bring you some music. We each have some lengthy tracks in the mix, so we'll probably just get right into it as much as possible, and then we'll see how much time we have to kind of chat about these lists as the shows go on. But again, don't take this too seriously. It's mainly just for our fun. These are our favorites at this period of time. I'm sure if I look back at any of my lists from previous years, they'd be incredibly different. I'm sure there's tons of music that I haven't heard. Again, the show in its usual format on Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on Local FM usually is 100% Canadian. It's not this way when we do these lists because it's not just our favorite Canadian stuff. It's our favorite stuff overall, but there's still lots of cool Canadian stuff in the mix as well. So some things that you would have heard on the show before, lots of things that you've never heard on the show, lots of things that you might be familiar with, but also maybe some hidden gems that we've been really enjoying that hopefully you'll check out some new stuff as well. Be sure to jump on our Facebook group and let us know what some of your favorite albums of the year 2016 were, because I'd love to hear them. Maybe we're unfamiliar with them as well. So why don't we just jump right into it? We'll go at number 10, and I'm the consummate gentleman. I always let Tom go first. It's the nicest thing. It's the nicest thing I do all year.
What a guy. It's gift that keeps on giving. All right. So my number 10 album of 2016 was Midwest Farmer's Daughter by Margot Price, which was the 33-year-old's debut album after many years of slugging it out in the Nashville music scene. It's also one of the two country albums that I have on my list, which is a first. I don't remember ever having a single country album, but I have two this year.
But so, not like contemporary country.
No, like actually good country.
Like classic style.
Exactly. not like
we don't have to.
I could go on a rant and we'd have no time left. But this is an album that was released on Third Man Records. And that makes sense that there's a kind of a Jack White influence, because a lot of people have compared Margot Price to both Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton, who are, if not collaborators with Jack White, then someone he has covered in the past. Also, I found out just doing some quick research that she worked with another contemporary country musician, Sturgill Simpson, in the past when she was attempting to form a supergroup called Margot and the Price Tags. And the song I'm going to be playing...
That's the best band name. I love that.
Margot and the Price Tags?
Yeah.
That's a great band name. the song I'm going to be playing is Tennessee Song.
All right, check that one out for sure. And then following that will be the fifth album for the Manchester-based English experimental techno producer Andy Stott. And it is entitled Too Many Voices. His previous two albums, 2014's Faith in Strangers was my number six of that year, and 2012's Luxury Problems was definitely on my respective list for that year as well. This album didn't necessarily grab me as strongly as both of those, but obviously it's finding a place on this list, so I still really enjoyed it a lot. And you're going to hear a track called New Romantic, and that will be following Tennessee Song right now, right here on the mixtape, as Tom and Brian bring you our favorite albums of the year 2016.
We'll be right back.
That was New Romantic by Andy Stott from the album Too Many Voices and Margo Price with a track called Tennessee Song. We're starting to bring you our favorite albums of the year 2016 this week on the mixtape and the next week. And we're going to jump right into number 9. I'll kick it off with The Avalanche's Wildflower. Perhaps one of the biggest surprises of 2016 was the final eventual return of The Avalanche's, which had been promised for pretty much a decade and then stalled near its completion due to a member's illness for 3 years. The very long-awaited follow-up to their 2000 Plunderphonics masterpiece Since I Left You continues in the psychedelic vein of its former, but this time with several well-placed collaborations. You'll find Danny Brown on there. You'll find I couldn't even just begin. There's so many different people on there. Father John Misty, Toro y Moi, and so much more. And this track that I've chosen features Toro y Moi. It's called If I Was a Folk Star. The album kind of fell short of matching their debut album, but that would have been quite a feat. It's basically nearly impossible. As I said, it's one of the most highly critically acclaimed albums since the year 2000, basically, of that decade. So this is still a very, very good album overall, and it was my 9th favorite album of 2016.
All right, my 9th favorite album of 2016 was Positive Thinking by The Pack AD, the Canadian punk rock duo. And this album took them 2 years to write and produce. And what they tried to do was to correct the mistake of trying to be radio-friendly, which they did with their 5th studio album a couple years ago. And this album certainly succeeds in kind of pushing the band in a new direction with a bit of a psychedelic and rockabilly sound that I very much enjoyed. And this track I'm going to be playing off this album is So What.
All right, so that will be coming up next following If I Was a Folk Star by The Avalanche's. Those are our number 9 albums of 2016.
God damn it.
Welcome once again. be great. Far out.
Was So What by the Pack AD and If I Was a Folk Star by the Avalanches. We're counting down our favorite albums of 2016. That was number 9. And I'll throw it over to Tom to tell you about his 8th favorite album of the year.
Thank you, Brian. My 8th favorite album of 2016 was Stranger to Stranger by one of my all-time favorite musicians on the planet Earth, Paul Simon. And I'm going to be playing a track, which is the last track on the album. But the thing I liked about Stranger to Stranger so much is that it really reminded me, with all of its African influences and sounds and all these different songs, it really reminded me of Graceland, which is definitely like my top 5 favorite all-time albums. So I'm going to be playing a track called Insomniac's Lullaby.
Just don't look into the history of it, because apparently he did some... Shady things.
I know about that. I'm choosing to ignore it.
Definitely one of those instances to look at the art and try to ignore the artist. Yeah, really cool record. One thing that Tom and I talked about, and I think that over the years, especially the less and less, you know, the longer that it's been since we've done a regular show together, we've always kind of enjoyed mostly the same style of music and been kind of familiar with the same kind of artist, but then... there might be lots of things that you're listening to that I'm not familiar with, and vice versa, and so our lists end up like diverging a little bit. And so one thing this year is that actually none of the things on our list are the same, which in previous years
usually there's at least one or two.
Yeah, for sure. But as you mentioned, there's lots of things that like narrowly missed out on each of our listens. Definitely that Paul Simon album, really, really enjoyable record. He has no right to be putting out good records still.
No, but,
he's still cracking them out for sure. So I'm going to jump into my number 8, which is the Vancouver Via St. John Enigma Blank Banshee, following up 3 mixtapes from 2012 and 13 with a long-awaited Mega, one of the kings of vaporwave, continues to drive the genre with interesting collaborations that make for the widest range of sounds thus far. And this release was teased all year and also sometimes frustrated fans, but they were well rewarded. There's all kinds of interesting internet kind of games and all kinds of wacky pushed releases and stuff, kind of the way that Frank Ocean kept delaying the record as well. But if there's one thing that hopefully music fans learned this year, it was to be patient and that usually you'll be rewarded. You're going to hear a track called Meteor Blade, and that follows Paul Simon right now on the mixtape.
With its desolate eyes, miles from the sunrise, the darkness inviting a tomb. The insomniac's lullaby. A siren is playing its song in the distance. The melody rattles the old window frame. Gradually, angels reveal their existence, and there's nothing and no one to blame. Oh Lord, don't keep me up all night, side by side with the moon. Alone in the bed, the season ahead is winter that lasts until June. The insomniac's lullaby. They say all roads lead to a river. Then one day the river comes up to your door. How will the builder of bridges deliver us all to the faraway shore? Oh Lord, don't keep me up all night with questions I can't understand. While I wrestle my fears, the sound in my ears is the music that's sweeping the land. The insomniac's lullaby. Soft as a rose, the light from the east, as if all is forgiven and wolves become sheep. We are who we are, or we're not, but at least we'll eventually all fall asleep.
Eventually, all fall asleep.
That was Meteor Blade by Blank Banshee from Mega and Paul Simon with a track called Insomniac's Lullaby. Those were our eighth respective favorite albums of the year 2016. And now I'm going to jump into number seven. Should also warn at this time that often this show is 100% clean, no swearing and everything. You know, it airs early in the morning and then all kinds of different times across Canada. But usually we kind of let that slide with fair warnings at the start of songs that have a little bit of swearing in it, because we do have the odd hip hop and that sort of stuff, and I'd rather air the proper versions instead of clean versions. So that is the case here. You're going to hear that part featuring Kanye West from the new Schoolboy Q album, Blankface LP. There's often a good mix of hip hop, as I mentioned on my year-end list. And while I very much enjoyed and give honorable mention to releases from Danny Brown, No Name, Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, and so much more, this is the only true hip hop release on my list this year, though there's some R&B instrumental beats, hip hop influenced albums later on. And it was named on at least 20 end of year lists, including Complex, Pitchfork, Stereogum, and Spin. This is the fourth studio album from LA-based hip hop artist and arguably his best yet.
All right, my number seven will be the fourth studio album from Mitski, an album titled Puberty 2. And I don't have much really to say about the album, but I have some like interesting trivia about the artist Mitski that she studied. I don't know how to say it, Sunny or SUNY Purchase Conservatory Music. And this is someone who, she's a Japanese-American individual, but also has spent time in her childhood being raised in Congo, Malaysia, China, and Turkey. And recently was awarded as an honorary vixen of the Harvard Lampoon. So it's a very eclectic individual, which is definitely shown in her music. I'm going to be playing a track off of Puberty 2 called Thursday Girl.
All right, and then keep it locked right here. We'll be bringing you our sixth in just mere moments. Right now, right here on the mixtape, it is Schoolboy Q with That Part.
Me no converse with the fake, that part. All my bitches independent bitches, that part. I just want the paper, that part. All my bitches flavor, that part, that part, that part, that part, ayy. That part. Bang this shit in the hood one time, little bitch, I'm back and poppin'. Tell that ugly bitch to move away, I need more options. Broke then fix your pockets, all I do is profit. Quarter million switching lanes, that part. Bet my bitch move the same old thing, that part. 405 with the gun off safe, that part. AM still tryna make that play. Rich or poor, nigga, choose your fave. Style on top of style, nigga. 5 years of being rich, nigga. Drove Beamers down feed, nigga. Push Porsches down Broadway. I been diving in different halls, nigga. Got a chain to swipe the rolls, nigga. Got an engine back with the top in it, nigga. Driving it like it's a bomb in it. Me no converse with the fake, that part. All my bitches independent bitches, that part. I just want the paper, that part. All my bitches flavor, yeah. That part, that part, that part, that part.
Okay, 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 okay.
That part.
Beggars can't be choosers, bitches ain't Chipotle. Nigga with an attitude, I
feel like O'Shea. Walking, living legend, man, I feel like Kobe. Kobe. I just left the strip club, got some glitter on me. Wifey gonna kill me, she the female OJ. Y'all don't feel me, man, this ain't okay. Four seasons, take a shower, new clothes, I'm reloaded. Rich niggas still eating catfish. That bitch ain't really bad, that's a catfish. If I walk up out of Sasquatch, how the paparazzi doing backflips? If I lay you down on the mattress, blow the back out to your backless. Think we already established. She just got them done, bra strapless. Yeah. Okay, 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 okay.
That part.
Beggars can't be choosers, bitches ain't your partner.
That part.
Nigga with an attitude, I feel like O'Shea.
That part.
Walking, living legend, man, I feel like Kobe.
That part.
Me no conversate with the fake. That part. All my bitches independent bitches. That part. I just want the paper. That part. All my bitches flavor. That part, that part, that part, that part. Ayy. That part. Bang this shit in the hood one time, little bitch, I'm back and poppin'. Tell that ugly bitch to move away, I need more options. Broke, then fix your pockets, all I do is profit. Few million made and still ain't changed. That part. Me, my girl, got matching bling. That part. I'ma get so blowed, I'ma lose my brain. That part. Me and XO, only thing go straight. Need me a bitch that'll go both ways. Style on top of style, nigga. Since a youngin' I wanted to ball, nigga. Had a pistol in my drawers, nigga. When I was broke, I had the sauce, nigga. Got a Chevy from side to side on it. 100 spokes to dang the dangs on it. Got a chopper to stand and fight to. I put your homies right down beside you. Me no converse with the fake. That part. All my bitches independent bitches. That part. I just want the paper. That part. All my bitches flavor. That part, that part, that part, that part, ayy. That part. That part. That part.
Walking, living legend, man, I feel like Kobe.
That part.
I just dropped 60, man, I feel like Kobe.
Listening to hoes though, you would listen to the flow though. Listen to the gold, lunchtime, young nigga from the gold though. I'ma freestyle this motherfucker, who knew? When my nigga, nigga, schoolboy Q, and I top dog, pop off dog, get that nigga on the phone. Top dog on the phone,
shows me what I am.
That was Thursday Girl by Mitski from the album Puberty 2, and Schoolboy Q with that part from the record Blank Face LP. Those are 7th favorite albums of 2016, and we will be closing out our first 5 here in our first half of this special with number 6.
All right, my number 6 album will be Teens of Denial by Car Seat Headrest. And believe it or not, since 2010, this has been Car Seat Headrest's 13th album, but really only the 2nd that wasn't a self-released downloadable album on Bandcamp. This began as a solo project by an artist by the name of Will Toledo, but now it's grown into a full band, releasing major record label albums. And the reason I like this song, or like this album, is very much a throwback to the type of music that I listened to when I was first starting the mixtape with Brian. So this was something that really took me back to the mid-aughts. I felt very nostalgic listening to this album. And we'll be playing a track called Vincent.
All right, and my 6th was Marie Davis with Adieu au Dance Floor. This was a pretty late discovery for me in the year, but it quickly grew to be one of my favorites of 2016. Definitely my sleeper hit of the year, as it was released late in October. And then I first heard about it in mid-December after it was mentioned by Pitchfork as one of the best electronic albums in the year. Lo and behold, I realized later on that I'd actually been listening to her all year in the form of S.A. Pa, which is a synth pop duo that she forms half of, and their February album, which is definitely an honorable mention for me, Demain en Autre Nuit. And a really cool album that I came across in Polaris during that was suggested by other folks. This is her 3rd album and is themed around Marie Davidson's ambivalence towards dance music and club culture. So those are our 6 favorite albums of the year 2016. We have a couple of lengthy tracks here from both of those albums that close at the show. So that'll be the last you hear from us until next week when we bring you our top 5 favorite records. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been The Mixtape on Local 107.3 FM and rebroadcast across the nation thanks to our many fine partners and the National Campus Community Radio Association, also available for download on radioforall.net and any kind of podcasting service you choose to use, including iTunes. So go and check that out and check out our Facebook group, The Mixtape, for the full list here. And again, we'll do it all in 7 days, bringing you our top 5 favorite albums of 2016.
This song is dedicated to all the jealous people. Yeah. Y'all know what I mean. My door. Ah, trop tard. I'm gone. There was a time when you had me down on the floor. But hey, people change. They evolve. Keep the good vibes coming. I hear ya. Nope. I'm not scared anymore. Did you really think you could get away with this? Talk behind my back. I can hear you from the other continent. I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm hot. This is nothing personal.